September 11th, 2019. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, this most recent gift of my apocalyptic blessing is my attempt to unite all of you in holy love. Thus united, you will act with prudence and wisdom in any future circumstance. This blessing is my powerful attempt to save souls despite the evils of the day. Every choice affects the whole world, for in my eyes, the status of the heart of the world is either salvific or condemning. This is the date of horrific decisions on the part of grossly misled terrorists who attacked your nation. They believed the falsehood that they were acting in the name of a false god. Thousands of souls were lost that day, and in the days and years to follow, of all those who condoned such behavior. The united hearts still mourn the act committed that day. Unfortunately, terrorism is still in hearts today. These are times when choices need to be under the influence of my apocalyptic blessing. With this blessing, I hope to draw souls back into the reality of my Godhead over them and the state of their souls before me." A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. "I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all and through all and in all." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.